Brother, and all of Santa, we just got finished saying Chaim Reb Shimon, how do we dash in Chutz L'machne? They come see this learning out from the Torah Dumom, just like over there they burnt it, the Mizrach or Shai Yishlayim, on the east side of Yishlayim, outside the Yimah Machne, the outside here also, but the Torah Manifest, and they burnt it, the Mizrach or Shai Yishlayim, on the east side of Yishlayim, Chutz L'Yimah Machne. Now they may ask the question, and then the Rabbon, the Chaim Rabbonim Shito, they do not have this Gezeru Shava, it's outside the Gimel Machmeis. Where did they burn it? Which side like of Yerushalayim did they burn the Torah Manasrofim? From where it says Kiritanya, like you learned, Heichon Yerushalayim, where did they burn it? It's Sosan Yerushalayim, on the north side of Yerushalayim, Chutz HaSolos Machmeis, outside the Gimel Machmeis. That's where they used to burn the Torah Manasrofim. They had Yosi Aglili Yomer, Abbeis HaDeshim Yerushalayim. They were burned it by the Beis HaDeshim. Rashi says it means to say that first you have to put there some deshim from the mizbeach. That's because Torah shayachim l'shom deshim mizbeach. Shenikra kaitim l'chei mokom shofach ha-deshim. That you have to first take, when you clean out the deshim every morning, you have to take some of that and first put it outside the Gimel Machmeis in that place, through on the north part of Yishlayim, and then that becomes a mokom where you can burn the form on the crossin. That's called the Beis Avili Yomer, Abbeis HaDeshim, Mishrofim. So my Rabbi says, Man Tana the Pomegranate of Beis Avili, who argues on the Beis Avili, and if Master Tanakam holds, you do not have to have in that Mokam first, some Deshim. Who's the one that argues on the Beis Avili? My answer is, Rabbi Ezra Ben Yaakov, he's the one that argues on the Beis Avili. The time you've learned like this, Al Sefer HaDeshim Yisar, supposed to burn it on Sefer HaDeshim, so she has Shom Deshim, there should be Shom Deshim. Even if you have to take the Yisar really, that is, where is the place where you burn the poem on the Sefer? Has to be in a place that you already put from the Deshim, from the Mizrach there. Rav Lezer ben Yaakov Eimer, he says like this, she a Mekoymoy Meshutach. All it means to say is that the Mokom, where you're going to burn the poem on the Sefer, has to be a slanty place, that's all. The Mokim has to be Meshutach. Like he says, because of Rezi ben Yaakov, Le'yashminan al Shefach, it doesn't mean you need from the Gershim, and they say, Mekoyim Madrim, it just means the place that you want to burn the Torah Manasrofim has to be slanty. The Bishonu Mishtatach, it should be slanty, that's all. So that's the kind of karma of a Jesus Aglili of Yisur, that you do not need the Gershim to be different. Omalai Yabayis, Yabayis says that, Dilma may be in Kaima Mishupach. Kligi, the Rabbi says, who says that Rezab and Yaakov doesn't agree that first you have to have some Deshim there in that place? Or could he also agree that you have to have Deshim there first? The only argument says there's another Tanai. Not only is it enough that you put some Deshim there first, but also it has to be in Mokka Mishupach. Maybe that's the Machlokia. And maybe both of them agree that it has to be in Mokka that you have the Deshim there first. Rashi like says, the Dilma, or maybe Rav Lezer ben Yaakov Shiyakim Shom Deshim, maybe you have to have Deshim there first. And if the boy then in the coming of Shippach, so if he has an extra tonight, the Mokum also has to be plenty. Furthermore, it says, Tanabon, one of the verses says this, Ha'aserith Metam and Begodim, that the one that's Mithasik in the burning of the poem on the Shrofim, he becomes Tamei. Ha'aserith, the one that burns it, Metam and Begodim, his Begodim becomes Tamei also. The Loi HaMaster says, oh, Metam and Begodim, and that's the one that makes the fire. Not enough just the one that makes the fire, but it has to be the one that puts the meat in it, that's burning the meat. The Loi HaMestadim has the Maroch and Metam and Begodim, and that's the one that's being Mestadim, making the firewood ready. That's because you're making the firewood ready for the fire to be able to burn. If I'm going to trust him, he did not become Tamei. Only the one that's actually Isaac, and burning the carbon itself, and burning the Torah Manasrofim. And according to this time holds, like Rashi says, according to Rabbi Shimon and our Mishnah, that when I'm asking Tamei, only when the Isaac and Mam is burning, when rises the Bosar, catches on the fire. Now explain the place, the Ezel HaSeruf, who is the one that's called burning the meat, that he becomes Tamei? HaMasayaya B'Shas Reifah, the one that's helping along, B'Shas the burning it. Yochla, I would have thought to say, ask me Shema Sefer, maybe even after the meat turns into ashes, still the web of ashes there, becomes Tomei, still Metame the Godin, still the Avodah Yisrael becomes Tomei, and this time we'll never know. We'll learn our time later. The Pasuk says, Eisam, means Eisam Metame the Godin. Or Mishinah, so Eisam, Eisam Metame the Godin. Only Eisam means when you still have the Bosa, when you still have some Bosa there, that's what Metame you. So that's when the Bosa changes into ashes already. When it's in ashes, then it's not Metame you. The Mishinah Meimel, Eisam Metame the Godin, means the meat itself is Metame when you're burning it, but Mitach HaBosa, once the meat becomes completely burnt up, then ain't the time of the garden. It's not the time of the garden. The word says, my domain, what's the difference between the way of Shimon Dashim, that we just said before? He also says that only when it's ace and boso, and not when it's ace or when it's ashes. The word says, on my robot, he could be now, yes, there's a difference between the two of them. The Shav Yecharucha, let's say, you have the meat burnt up completely, like a charcoal. But our co-pronim, it did not become into ashes yet. It's still like a solid piece. So according to Rabbi Shimon, it's not Metame the Godin. According to the Tanakhama, as long as it did not become Eisa yet, as long as it's still like a solid piece, and Echrami, it would be Metame the Godin. The person of Eisa can burn it then, it's still called Yudim Eisa in the Bosa, and you would have it Tumas the Godin. Hadin Alecho Tfuyen. The Nazar Mishnah says, HaShoychei, if someone takes the korban and he makes the shechita outside the Beis Migdash, and the amala, he also goes and burns it outside the Beis Migdash. So the Mishnah says, chayiv al shechita, the chayiv al aliyah. He's chayiv like two chatzeis to the desert b'shegeg. He's chayiv one for the shechita chutz, and he's chayiv one for the burning of it. He's chayiv a separate korban for each one of them. Since they're called two different groups of aveiros, Yechai to. Where the Yosef Lilian of Yosef Lilian says, Shacha Tefnim. Let's say you have this korban, and you made this sheet inside the Beis Hamikdash. Shehana Bachutz. And then they took the meat outside, and burned it outside. Shachai. In such a case, he owes Yechai. Yechai for burning it, Bachutz. But he owed, what's going to be? Shacha Bachutz. That's the yod, you took the korban first outside, and you made a shechita chutz, you shechted it outside, and also the halo b'chutz when you burned it outside, the yod potter, in such a case you potter on the halal for burning it. And if nami, avad yichayu for the shechita, that's shechita chutz. But he yod, when yichayu for halal chutz, for burning the korban outside, only if the korban was fit to be burnt inside, meaning that the shechita was done inside, then if you burn it outside, then it's possible. Now, Shemshir in this way, like the Mishnah says, Shehele Bachut for a better vessel. He only burnt outside a korban that was possible anyway. It was possible before the halo. It was that the shechita was done Bachut. The question of Yosef, if you shech the korban outside, but you only chayiv one chat is just for the shechita. Then if you burn it, you're not chayiv for the halo. On the way, the Chum said back to Yosef, you know, Ata Shechit Bifnim, even in the case if you made the shechita and the korban inside the Beis Hamikdash. But then the Mala Bachut, you took the Bosa outside, or the Imun and burnt it outside, still, Keva and Shay Tziyot Tzulei. As soon as you took the Imun outside, you have a Psu Yaitzi on it. So by the time you come to burn it, there's also Psu, it's also called, you're burning the Pasla Korban. And still, Yechayiv, you agree, that Yechayiv Allah Chut, since who are them, you make the Shechita, and Allah Bachut, that's the Chum Shechita, Yechayiv twice. Now the Mishnah says, Tomei she'ochal bein kodesh tomei or bein kodesh tor chayiv. A kohen that's tomei, if he eats from the meat of the korban, whether the meat itself is tomei or whether the meat itself is tor, doesn't make a difference. Still, if he does the demezid, he's chayiv kodesh. But the pasuk says, we are never to shatech a bos from the zebra hashem of Hashem to tomos to olav, so nichlus tor, he's chayiv kodesh. And if he eats it to shege, he has to bring a korban only the yerit. So that's been the Mishnah, that if the kohen is tamei, no matter what type of kosher he eats, he's chayiv. So if Yosef Lili Yain, the Yosef Lili Yain depends. Tamei shocha tor chayiv, if the kohen was tamei. And he ate kosher that was tor, then he's chayiv kohen. Then if he does it to shege, he's chayiv the korban. But the tamei shocha tamei pota, if the kohen is tamei, and he eats the bosa as tamei, so might have done his pota from kohen, to be potter from the korban. Why? say, Ochel Ela Dover Tomei, he only accepted the Tomei anyway. And therefore it's only allowed, not a Chiyukov. Only way, the Chom said back to Rav Yossi, no, Af Tomei, Shoch Atol, even if the Kohen is Tomei, and he eats cuts from the store, still, Shavim, Shinegabai, as soon as the Kohen just touches the Bosom, Shinehu, he's in the palm of the Bosom. So, by the time he eats it, it's a Kohen Tomei. And so you agree that it's Chayav Kohen, so the reason that the Bosom is Tomei from before, also should be Chayav Kohen. Now, the Tohor, Shoch, Tomei, Tohor, just everybody agrees. If the Kohen is Tohor, and even if he eats cuts from the Tomei, still he's Tohor, he's not Chayav Kohen, he's not Chayav Kohen. The only Chayav Kohen from the Kohen is the Kohen himself is Tomei. But if he's Tohor and the boss of the Tomei, that's only a lot. Now the Gemara says, this Lema Halo, Sivoynes, Sivazorom, that it is not very not to burn Kotchim Bachutz. The Torah says too, the Torah says the Oynes, the Torah says it's Chayav Kohen if you do it, either Kohen of Yesu, Kohen of Tarekamo, the major of the case of the Chayav Kohen, and the Rebbe in the Torah says the Azor says a love. Oynes, where's the Oynes? The Chayav Kohen says, the Atef Tachor Moed, where is the Yom? And then it says the Mishkosor, that says Chayav Kohen, if you burn it outside the Beis HaMikdash. Azor, where's the love? The Chayav Kohen says, he's Shomel Echor, watch yourself, Tentano Omech Echor, that you should not come to burn your Korban Kabonis outside the Beis HaMikdash. So where's the love here? The Chihod Yomer of Av and Yomer of Leza, that Komokim Shinemer Hishomer, wherever the prophet says the word Hishomer, or else Tem, or else the Al, ain't around at Leisafei. They all mean a Leisafei. The Chit is good, why the Halor, if you burn it, Bachus, Yichai Koros, because that's the clown. Anytime you get a punishment, there has to be two things. There has to be a lot and an Amish in the Pharaoh, there has to be an Azel in the Pharaoh, a warning not to do it, then there has to be the Amish. So it's good, by halor, and the shchita, but by the azayir of shchita, of shechting a korban bachutz. This claim oynis to chiz. There's an oynis that says, it's good, the prophet says, the atef tachor moed may reveal. He's not bringing it inside, means you do not shecht it inside, but instead you shecht it outside. The chrami, the prophet says, you have chorus. So by shchita, the prophet says, the oynis. And the azayir, minonim. But where's the azayir? Where's the prophet that says a lot like, not to make a shchita chutz. You know, that's the cloud. You do not get a punishment unless there's an azara and an einish. The more answer is Emma Kroda Pesach says, for la yiz b'chu oid. The next approach for la yiz b'chu oid, for that's in this approach of la yiz b'chu oid, meaning you're not allowed to shech kutchen b'chutz. The more says, no, it's not true. It's not the law for that. I need very late, look at Reb Leza. We need this question of la yiz b'chu oid for Reb Leza's halacha. The Yom that he says, how do you take any animal? You shecht it for the avodah zarah of makulius. That's the chayiv nisam. In other words, even though makulius is avodah zarah, the derech is to throw stones at it. It's not a derech. The normal way of worshipping it is not with shechting a korban. Still, if you shecht an animal for it, the chayiv nisam. How do I know this? The prophet says, "Who are yiz tuchu oid es tuchayim." You should not shecht anything for avodah zarah. So in the Indian Kabaka, we do not need this prophet to stay in a case where it's a derech, a normal manner of worshipping that avodah zarah with shita. The third of the prophet that says, Eicha Yavdu, like any way you worship the avodah zarah, the derech of that avodah zarah, shita yichayv misa. What do we need the prophet here of Layiz Bukhuraid? It's in the Indian, which makes it back, it comes to teach us, that even if you shech the korban, l'shem the avodah zarah of makulius, that here the derech is throwing stones, not a shchita, so if you make a shchita, you chayv nisa. So we see, and we need the person where you took away for a different azara, not for the azara of shchut echut. So my answer is, and my rabbi says, kori beiv lo yizmuchu, the kori beiv lo yed, like the two loves here, that there's love of lo yizmuchu and lo yed, the kroin are two things in this passage, that there's a love, an azara, not the shech, for this avodah zarah makulius, and also there's this love, not the shech shchut echut. The Lord says no, we need these two things into something else. Akati still me boyly, we need these rushes, make your tongue as run like this. Tradition, the Shas Yisra Bomez, the Kriz of the Shas Yisra Bomez, the regular Pesachim of Shut Echut, are talking about where a person is Makdish to call them the Zman the Mishkin of Tenin, when there was an Yisra Bomez, and also he shechted it outside the Zman Yisra Bomez. That's where there's a law, that's where there's a punishment. Maybe that's the only place the person is talking about. Rashi says, Adkan mean, the feather that he has caused has hit a chutz and a lost chutz. Plus, we're talking about where you must fish the animal, this man is for abomas. I mean, that's the mission of standing. The thing to you when you must fish it, it had a din to be brought inside the mission, not outside. Later, if you bring it outside, that's when you're high of course. But, in the most